This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Time is 8:07. It is Tuesday, the 17th of December of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Right now in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, overcast skies and 30 degrees. It is that time of year. I think every year around this time is where I start to battle something. It started basically late last week, and it's just been sort of moving along, and there's really not much rest because I've been doing a lot of high school sports in addition to everything else at work. I'm in, do this show every morning, do a show Saturday morning, then did high school basketball Friday night, did a high school girls hockey game Saturday afternoon, did a high school girls hockey game Saturday, high school boys hockey game Saturday night, did nothing on Sunday, as I said yesterday, just sat around, stayed in bed quite a bit, tried to rest the voice, came back yesterday, made a trek over to Colby last night, did the marathon girls basketball game, good win for the Red Raiders, 52-47. And now this morning, waking up again, the voice just sort of, I'm going to be sort of calm today. Not going to be stressing the voice a little bit. I'm not going to start yelling about all the wrongs that I see right now in the world. Just going to try to be mellow. It's going to be almost like easy listening radio today. So I know that there's been a lot of folks that have been fighting a bug or two, and it's nothing serious. I really don't feel terrible. It's just that I'm a bit stuffed up, and the voice is a little bit less than 100%, but generally it's like this time of year. It just when you switch over from fall to winter, I do think it's a little bit later now because we don't get the slush and the snow and the such quite as early as we used to. But I know a lot of folks that have been fighting it. I know a lot of whether at work or whether at school, there's a lot of folks that are just trying to plow right on through, and hopefully it'll be something that bounces past me very, very quickly. But hopefully your Tuesday morning is off to a fantastic start. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, at 8:21. Talk about the weather. And it looks like, knock on wood, that perhaps we are going to be getting a little bit of snow. Some maybe significant snow. Not what you'd call a blizzard or a major winter storm at this point. At least I don't think so. But it does look like maybe some significant snowfall by later in the week, by about Thursday or so. So I'm not sure. The first I really heard of it was this morning as I was getting ready for work. I was tuned in to Up North News Radio as I start my day off every day. Tuned in to Pat Kreitlow, and he has Brittany on as well. And there was a talk that not just in the northern part of the state where they're getting the lake effect snow during the course of the early winter part of the season, but in fact, the entire state of Wisconsin could be hit with some some real measurable snow on Thursday. So we'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up in just a few minutes. Then coming up at the top of the second hour, after our information update at about 9:06, we'll be joined here in studio by Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. Every other Tuesday, we get an opportunity to talk to Robin about what's happening at the library. And of course, this time of year, find out what's going on around the Christmas and New Year's holidays. So we'll talk to Robin Vargas about what's happening at the library coming up at 9:06 this morning as well. And then, of course, it would not be a weekday morning if we did not finish off our morning, the last segment, with our daily history lesson, talking about some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history today, the 17th of December. Talk about a few of the famous folks who are celebrating a birthday. Talk about some of the special events being acknowledged today. But I know everybody is always waiting for the final moments of the show. We always run through the tape. It's like the 100-yard dash. We go through the tape and we finish things off with our number for the day quiz. We give Ian Welsh three different choices on some number, and we try to allow him the opportunity to either figure it out or guess the right answer. And then we always tally up our scoreboard every week because we give him three choices based on the math. One out of three would be 33% based on guess. He should get one out of three right. So 33% is always the benchmark in order to pass or fail. But then, of course, we always like to raise it. It's like going on the pole vault. The pole vaulter will go over the first bar. Then we'll move it up. And then we'll try to go over the second bar. And then we'll move it up and keep going until ultimately can't go any higher. So we start off by trying to get them over 33%. Then we try to get them over 50% for a winning week. Then we try to get to the 80% mark, which is the best all-time week. And then, of course, way, way, way up there is the 100%, 5 out of 5, which, again, really, really, really hard. But we're just going to keep on trying until we get it there. So that will be the final moments of the show, the number for the day quiz with Ian. And at this point, we will welcome him in. He is over on the other side of the glass in the producer's room. He is the guy that pushes all the buttons to get me on and off the air. Also, pick up the phone if you would call us up. And again, you can call us or text us at 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297 if there's something on your mind that you would like to talk about. But the guy who will pick up that phone is Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jen.
How are things with you?
Well, last night was a little rough because I heard about the situation in Madison, and I won't go into details because I'm pretty sure a lot of people heard about that.
Well, we're going to talk about it.
The first thing I asked was where my brother and sister safe, and they were. Thankfully, my sister didn't even know about the incident until later because the incident happened very close to where she works.
Oh, really?
But if she didn't know about it, then it's a good thing, though. I was a little, I got very emotional about that, but my mom always knows how to bring us all together as a family when we have a bad day or just things like that happen. She makes a lovely home-cooked meal, and we watched a good, uplifting, and funny Christmas movie. And last night was very hilarious because we watched a National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's one of our favorite Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. It was just a very funny, and by the end of the movie, I was feeling a whole lot better. That's my mom. She always knows how to bring us back up when things don't go our way.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of folks, sometimes we see a news story that broke yesterday. It broke after we were done. I think the initial reports came a little bit before 11 a.m. Yesterday. And we follow along the news, and I have to say, number one, as well, though, the job that the folks down in our Madison office did yesterday, because our civic media headquarters is in Madison, and they were on top of this story right from the beginning. Had microphones and reporters at the press briefings with the law enforcement officials. Gave us the latest information. Sometimes the information was changing, but as soon as it changed, it got on the air here. And they just did a fantastic job yesterday. Really was impressed. I was here in the office and following along yesterday during the course of the late morning and into the afternoon and throughout the entire day. All of our shows basically were covering it on a wall-to-wall basis as information came in. Wonderful work done. But as you say, I don't think people realize how, even if you don't know the folks involved, it's still, when you think about the teacher and the other teenager that were killed yesterday, and the girl, that you just wonder what happened here. What happened to allow a 15-year-old girl to take a gun into the school and decide that this was the answer, that deciding to open fire inside the study hall at this small school down in Madison. And Abundant Life Christian School. So two killed by the gun person, and then she killed herself. Six others were wounded. I know that two students were listed in critical condition. The good news was that two of the students that were injured were later released. But it does affect us. In fact, over the weekend, heard about the anniversary of the Sandy Hook shooting. And that was, I still think, one of the greatest tragedies that this country's ever seen, to see more than two dozen elementary school children killed by a gunman in their school like that. And it does carry, even when you don't know them, it does carry, because you think about what the potential was for the people that were killed. We'll never know what they would have been able to accomplish. You never know if they would have been great leaders for this country. You don't know what has been lost in these moments. And you just hope that at some point it stops. It just needs to stop. And yet, nothing ever happens. And that's one of the things this morning when I was getting ready for work, I'm thinking, it's a sad feeling to think, well, it happens. What's going to change? Probably nothing. And at some point,
so I was telling my mom yesterday,
yeah, change has to happen at some point. And we're going to continue to discuss this. Is there change that can happen? Even if it's not the change that maybe we'd like to see, but at least move the ball forward a little bit. Instead of throwing an incomplete pass, get a 3-yard run at least. Do something here to try to stop the next tragedy from happening. We'll take a look at the weather coming up next here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back. The time is 8:22. Overcast skies here in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 30 degrees. It is Tuesday morning, the 17th of December. Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us if there's something on your mind, if there's something we're talking about that you'd like to chime in on, or if there's something we are missing. And of course, I will admit there are things that I miss, but I count on you out there to help me be on top of everything that we should be talking about here on this program. So join us, 715-382-9297. Again, write down that number. It is to call us or to text us, 715-382-9297. But somebody that has the direct line to us is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joining us through StreamYard. And Brittany, I see you have a co-meteorologist with you this morning.
I do. I have a mini meteorologist helping me with the forecast because we've got a couple snow events. This is a little baby.
I tell you, there's nothing better than to see you and a beautiful little cat baby here to help us get our day off to a better start. Boy, that is just fantastic. And actually, I tend to start my day off. I get up and I tune on the radio and I listen to Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio. And during the course of the show, you pop on there as well.
Yeah.
And it sounds like, and again, I didn't get all the details because I was running around, but it does sound like that maybe we're going to get some significant snow, maybe not a winter storm, but some snow that will actually add up here later in the week.
Yes, we will. It's supposed to hit on Thursday, actually all day Thursday. It looks like it moves in the morning, kind of lingering all throughout the evening, and then winds down overnight with a few flurries possible Friday morning. So it's going to be the first widespread snow event across the state. It's an Alberta Clipper. It's coming in from Canada, clipping the west side of the state.
Clipper. Yes. Been waiting for the Alberta Clipper. We haven't had one yet.
We have not. And she's going to do it justice. She's going to put down a good widespread 3 to 5 inches.
Oh, wow. That's much needed. Again, it's a start, isn't it, for the folks that want to get out there. Like you talk about, you said you're going to find your way those cross country trails, wherever they may be. But the closer, the better.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather them be in my own backyard. I want 9 Mile, to open up. I want to get out there. Oh, my goodness. I don't want to keep traveling north to the lake effect snow. I want it in our backyard, and we're going to get it. And we're going to get a little bit today, too. Actually, this evening, we have a chance of a little light snow pushing in, probably from around 6 to maybe midnight or so. Not much, just an inch, but it's something.
And also, I mean, who knows? I mean, the way the weather's been, we've been under freezing temperatures expected for this week, and you never know, next week it could again pop up and warm up, but getting that 3 to 5 inches could be a big step forward towards getting that white Christmas. We need a white Christmas. Even if you don't love the snow, on December the 24th and 25th, you gotta have snow on the ground, right?
Right. It adds to the, the landscape. You want it painted white, all pretty. And if it's not going to stick around for the 24th and the 25th, let's hope it does. But if it doesn't, I think tomorrow, or Thursday and Friday is a pretty good day to do some pictures out in the snow. Maybe the Christmas cards or whatever you're going to be doing. But it'll be a good one for that.
And the first snowmen of the year. Get the kids out there. Build those first snowmen.
Oh, I love it. Send pictures, too. I love seeing the snowmen and the snow angels and whatever fun you're going to have, sledding.
Oh, absolutely. So, so good news. I mean, and basically I heard you say as well, this could be pretty much throughout the entire state, not just here in central Wisconsin or up near where the lake effect snow, but pretty much the whole state is expecting something, right?
Yes, the entire state. Someone's going to at least get 1 to 3 inches, no matter where you live. The good 3 to 5 inches does want to target central Wisconsin. And if it's not north central, it'll be southern central. But either way, I know that Wausau, we're definitely looking at a good 4 inches here.
All right. So good news indeed coming up on Thursday. Well, what are the details for this forecast as we get today through maybe the next day or two?
Yeah, so a little cooler today compared to where we've been sitting. Highs today will be in the low 30s. We've got that light snow moving in. Still a little bit breezy out there this afternoon, too. But, maybe an inch or so, starting around 7 to about midnight. Then we'll start to drop even cooler tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid-20s, crashing throughout the day as winds pull out of the north. It'll be blustery, falling to the teens. And then Thursday, that's the snow, moving in by early morning hours, continuing throughout the entire day and into the evening. That's when it starts to wind down a good 3 to 6 inches, especially here along Highway 29. High temperatures on Thursday will be in the low 20s, and then we stay there for Friday as well, still into the low 20s for the rest of the weekend. We have sunshine Sunshine on tap, actually. So a bright and beautiful weekend and still below freezing.
Fantastic. No, that's really good stuff. I mean, again, if you have any travel plans, even later this evening, and I'm actually heading to Medford tonight, so I may have to be a little careful if you get a little bit of that snow on the road this evening. But especially if you have any plans anywhere in the state of Wisconsin coming up on Thursday, be aware. Keep on tuned in, because Brittany will be updating the weather throughout the course of the day and night here on 98.9 WXCO. And of course, she'll be with us every morning at 8:21 as well. So Brittany, again, Absolutely. Thanks for the information, and have a wonderful
welcome.
Tuesday.
Bye, Brittany.
You too. Bye,
baby. Bye,
guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every morning, gives us the weather details that you need right here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now in downtown Wausau, again at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, the temperature 30 degrees under overcast skies. The winds are out of the west at 14 miles per hour, so that means there is a wind chill of 19 degrees. The barometer at 30.06 inches. The dew point is 20. Relative humidity of 66%. And the visibility is 10 miles. The time is 8:28. It's time for an information update. Find out what's going on with the news around the country, around the world, and around Wisconsin and central Wisconsin as well. Plus, Mike Clemens will be on with a look at sports. That's all coming up. We'll be back in just a few moments. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. If you want me, you can find me left of center off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grid. And when they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us at 715-382-9297. That is our call and text line. Either way, you can either call us or text us at 715-382-9297. Also, you just heard a promo for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Tomorrow night, 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. This week, I'll be joined again by former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress. We'll talk about what's going on in basketball and hockey, plus special guests. Our coach guest this week at 6:25 will be the Marathon High School girls basketball coach, Jeff Schneider. Last night I was with the Marathon girls, broadcast their game in Colby. Marathon beat Colby by a score of 52-47. So the Red Raiders extend their win streak to 5 games in a row. They're now 6-1 on the young season. They have a big one coming up on Thursday against Assumption, one of the top-ranked teams in the state in Division 5. So Jeff Schneider will be with us at 6:25 tomorrow evening. And then at 7:06, it is our student-athlete guest for this week. It'll be from Northland Lutheran High School, one of the smaller schools in our area, but they still go out there and battle, and wanted to put a spotlight on one of their players, and that's Andrew Wickman. He is the leading scorer for the boys basketball team. So from Northland Lutheran, Andrew Wickman will be our student athlete guest coming up tomorrow night at 7:06. So if you have an opportunity, tune in. I think it's really one of the best things that we do around here. Get a chance to sit down, talk in long form with our coaches and our student athletes, and get you up to speed on what is happening with our high school sports. The Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, tomorrow night and every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Talking a bit more about the tragedy yesterday in Madison, the school shooting. And there was a quote during one of the press briefings by one of the police officials, the police chief, in fact. He was asked a question, and he responded by saying, "Stop asking why schools don't have bulletproof glass and metal detectors at all the doors. Ask why schools have to." That's the question that needs to be asked. And ultimately, even if you do harden, and that's the term that they use, harden the perimeter of every school in America. If you harden that perimeter, if you put in the bulletproof glass, if you put in the metal detectors, if you put in police at every single entrance to every school in America, if you add security, it does not answer the question why we have to do that. And why do we have to do that? I don't know. I mean, to be honest with you, what the dichotomy is here in this country that leads to so many of these mass shootings. And I think, again, that the idea that when we have a massive shooting like this, a mass shooting, whether it's at a school, whether it's at a movie theater, whether it's anywhere, a supermarket, wherever it may be in our country, there are those who say, well, now is not the time to talk about it. Now is not the time to, you know, have these discussions on whether or not any law should be changed or added or any other kind of social study should be done, any kind of real deep dive into why this is happening. No, now is not the time. And then all of a sudden, a few days go by, a week goes by, a month goes by, and then we forget about it. We move on to the next outrage, the next scandal, the next headline-making story, and then the cycle begins again. There has to be a way for people of goodwill with different perspectives on the access to guns can come together to do some things that could help in some way. And again, there are, I think, truly deeply held beliefs by those who do believe that having guns in some way makes things safer, or that people have a God-given right in their minds to own as many firearms as possible, that there should be little, if any, any restrictions on their ability to stock up on as many weapons as possible. Then there are those who truly believe that automatic weapons and other, I would call, weapons of war should be taken away from the general public and just kept within the military confines. But there's got to be some, I think, some common ground, or at least the ability to discuss these issues and why these events do occur. I just think that at this point in our country's history, the idea of not talking about it, or now is not the time, or we just have too many disagreements is not a good enough excuse. We do need, I think, to take a deep dive into many of the factors, and there are many factors that are involved in these incidents. In fact, yesterday,
just if I could jump in here, just
I appreciate that, especially when I have to cough.
the outcome of shootings like this is traumatizing for both the kids and the parents, because, you know,
and for the community. You mentioned this earlier, that this affected you and your family, and I mean,
I thought my family was in danger. As soon as I heard there was a shooting in Madison, the first thing I thought was, is my family okay? Hey, because that's immediately what my mind jumps. If anything happened to my family, I don't know what I would do. And that's what these events do to people. They make people afraid to actually take their children to school. Parents can pull their kids how to school because of stuff like this, and how does that affect them in the long run? You know, if they don't go to school, they won't get an education, and they won't learn about the world around them, and that has a lifelong effect on them. So these school shootings are not only bad for the, you know, emotional aspect, but also for the mental aspect as well. And we need to talk about this, because we need to address that if kids are struggling, and you see this, you have to talk to the kids, and you have to try to come to an understanding about what the problem is, why they are upset, and how we can fix this. Because if kids don't talk about these problems with someone, these emotions build up, and they turn to social media, which is a horrible way for kids to express their emotions nowadays, because it makes them do crazy things. But that's a whole nother topic. But just the whole idea is, it's unimaginable.
Yesterday, as I came into work, and I always have topics that I have information prepared for, and one of which was a story, which I ultimately didn't bring up yesterday because there were other things that I did bring up. But there was a story that I had seen over the weekend that I thought, oh, this is something I can bring up, because I kind of connected with the easy access to gambling, which I think is not a great thing. In fact, real quickly, I saw a posting this morning about total sports betting revenue in the United States from 2018 to 2023. In billions of dollars, and it went from 0.43 in 2018, it went up every year, and in the last year it was over $11 billion, so it's been growing exponentially. And the tagline for this chart by a poster was, hey, is exponential growth in a predatory industry good? And I agree that I think in some ways that the easy access to gambling is something that is not good for our society. It's not good for our country, and it leads to a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and a lot of real deep troubles for a lot of people, because they can get caught into a very difficult spiral based on gambling. But there was a story that I'd come across that talked about how in some states, a company named American Rounds has installed computerized vending machines to sell ammunition in grocery stores. Basically, when you go into the checkout area, you always see these, you know, candy bars and other impulse purchase items, because they put those there for a reason. Mm-hmm. That you're in line, ready to check out, and you look to your left and you see these candy bars. It's like, oh, I'm going to grab a candy bar. Impulse buying. They decided to use this idea with bullets. They have installed computerized vending machines to sell ammunition in grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas, among states, allowing shoppers to pick up bullets along with that candy bar as a checkout. The company American Route said their machines use an identification scanner and facial recognition software to verify the purchaser's age and are as quick and easy to use as a computer tablet. But there are those, including myself, that think, well, selling bullets out of vending machines would lead to more shootings in the U.S. because of an impulse buy. Mm-hmm. Say there's somebody that's having some sort of issue with a person, maybe within their own life, and then you see these bullets, and all of a sudden you think, maybe there's the answer. That should not be the answer. It should not be an impulse buy. And the company thinks that this is actually a more secure way than online sales, which may not require the purchaser to submit proof of age. But again, the idea that you can have impulse buying of bullets that could lead to some sort of tragedy. And the idea that one person could have an impulse buy that could lead to a mass shooting is one too many. So again, it just makes it, there seems to be a lot of different industries that perhaps there should be a certain level of higher responsibility. And I think gun ownership is one of those. A certain level of higher responsibility than, say, buying a candy bar. There should be certain steps that need to be taken before somebody can walk out with a gun or ammunition that could ultimately take somebody's life. And it just feels like we're heading down that road where gambling is so easy. Grabbing bullets at the checkout counter is that easy. That's why the discussions need to be had. And again, there are different perspectives on this. There are different perspectives when it comes to the Second Amendment. There's different perspectives on how prevalent gun ownership should be, whether or not there should be limits here or there. But the idea of saying, no, we shouldn't be talking about it now because it's just the wrong time, that ship has sailed, and that needs to change. It needs to change very quickly. The time is 8:49, overcast skies and 30 degrees here in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at 9:06, we will be joined by Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library, talking about some of the events going on, not just here at the downtown branch, but at branches throughout the county here in the run-up to the end of the year, the holiday season time. Yep, we are down to the last 2 weeks of 2024. We are just over a week away from Christmas Day, just over 2 weeks away from New Year's Day, so find out from Robin Vargas what's happening at our libraries. That's coming up at 9:06. Last night, we had high school girls basketball here on 98.9 WXCO. Marathon Red Raiders defeated the Colby Hornets by a score of 52-47. Emma Love led the way for Marathon with 20 points in the game. 15 points were scored by Miley Hulkey. Marathon now 6-1 on the season. 6-1, winners of five games in a row. Very, very good start for Coach Jeff Schneider and his team. And again, don't forget, Jeff Schneider will be a part of our Big High School Sports Show tomorrow night. 6:25, he'll be joining us to talk about the hot start for his team. That's tomorrow evening right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also in high school girls hoops last night, a limited amount of action. Over at Newman Catholic here in Wausau, the Cardinals fell to the Amherst Falcons by a score of 33-26. DC Everest lost at home to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood in a non-conference game last night as well by a score of 50-32. Coming up tonight, we have high school boys basketball. The Wausau West Warriors coming off a big, big win on Friday night. They went down to Stevens Point and defeated Spash 55-50, a game that we had right here on 98.9 WXCO. That was the first time in 26 meetings, actually even 27 meetings. They had a 26-game losing streak to Stevens Point. They had lost both of the home-and-home in the Wisconsin Valley Conference for 13 straight years, and the Warriors able to turn that around and win in Stevens Point, start off their Wisconsin Valley Conference campaign with a big W. Wausau West now 3-1 overall, and tonight another good test. They'll take on the Medford Raiders on the road. I'll be making the trek over to Medford this evening. We'll have live coverage of Wausau West boys basketball, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15 tonight here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also tonight in boys hoops, lots of non-conference action. In fact, with our area teams, D.C. Evers has a non-conference home game against Chippewa Falls this evening. Also, the Merrill Blue Jays will be hosting Shawano in non-conference basketball. There is some conference action in the Merrillwood South, and a significant game for the Marathon Red Raiders. Marathon travels to Stratford, always two of the top teams in the Merrillwood South. Marathon at Stratford in boys hoops tonight. Edgar has a Merrillwood South matchup at Wisconsin Rapids Assumption, and Newman Catholic tonight will be hitting the road, taking on Auburndale. Also tonight, Northern Lutheran is home against White Lake, so I'm hoping that Northland has a good game, and I'm hoping that Andrew Wickman has a good game because he is our student-athlete guest tomorrow night. It's always nicer when the student-athlete or the coach comes in after a big W. So Andrew Wickman, our student-athlete guest tomorrow night at 7:06 as part of the Big High School Sports Show here on 98.9 WXCO, and Northland Lutheran hosting White Lake tonight. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood this evening in boys hoops is at Wyoega-Fremont. Girls basketball tonight, some of the area teams in action include Wausau West, who is at Lakeland. Also, Edgar is home against Rosholt. And in hockey, the Wausau West Warriors coming off their Marathon Cup championship on the weekend. The way the Marathon Cup works, there are four teams involved, and you have the tournament that occurs on Thursday and Saturday. Then whatever team that you don't meet at the Marathon Cup tournament, you then meet the following Tuesday. So Wausau West did not face East Merrill United either Thursday or Saturday at the Marathon Cup. So that means tonight, East Merrill United and Wausau West will face off at 7 o'clock at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. And D.C. Everest and Mosinee did not meet during the proper portion of the Marathon Cup tournament. So tonight the Evergreens will travel to the Mosinee Rec Center and take on Mosinee. So that's basically the wrap-up of the tournament. It doesn't count as the tournament. The tournament was over. But the way it works, that everybody plays everybody within a three-game span within less than a week. So again, some more terrific area high school hockey. So either head to Mosinee to see D.C. Everest or head to Marathon Park as the Blue Jacks and the Warriors will face off. And also tonight, the Central Wisconsin Storm girls hockey team on a Tuesday night. This is a long trek going to Onalaska. So they're going to be home very late and then have to go to school tomorrow. But the Storm has to go on the long road trip tonight to take on Cooley Region over in Onalaska. So good luck to all of our area student athletes in their matchups here tonight. The time is 8:58. We have an information update coming up, and then at 9:06, we'll kick off the second hour of the show talking to Robin Vargas of the Marathon County Public Library. Hope your day is off to a fantastic start. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.